Unit 9, Lesson 1, Sports and Games.
Practice 1. Laura's job. Words you need to know.
Essay. Essay. Repetitive. Repetitive.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the conversation and answer the following questions briefly.
In the following conversation, Laura, a university lecturer, is talking with Mary about her job.
People think university lecturers don't work very hard. I only have to do 8 lectures a week, so they imagine that I only work for 8 hours. In fact, I work much longer hours than a secretary in an office. I get up every morning before 7, and I hate getting up early. And I never go to bed before midnight. I work better late at nights.
But of course you have much longer holidays, Laura.
Oh, I'm not complaining. It's more pleasant to work in the university than in an office. I love my work. I like lecturing and I'm keen on doing research. I don't like correcting essays very much, but I enjoy talking to the students. I'd hate to have to work the same hours every day and do a boring, repetitive job, but I would like to have more time for the things I enjoy doing apart from work.
What takes up most of your time?
Reading and preparing lectures. Preparing a lecture is like cooking. My mother always says it takes 2 hours to prepare a good meal and 10 minutes to eat it.
1. What do people think of university lecturers? 2. How does Laura like her own work? 3. What does Laura think of her job compared with a secretary's in an office? 4. What does Mary think of Laura's job? 5. What takes up most of Laura's time? Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the conversation again and decide what Laura likes to do and what she hates to do. Write an L for like and an H for hate besides the expressions you hear from the recording.
Practice 2. A pilot's job. Words you need to know.
Mine. Mine. Dynamite. Dynamite. Bolivia. Bolivia.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the passage and decide which choice is the best answer to each of the questions.
I've been in a lot of dangerous situations. Over in Bolivia, for example, I was working for a small airline and we carried just about everything. Animals, whiskey, dynamite, and of course people. There were times when I felt I was flying a bomb, not a plane. Once I was taking dynamite to the mines. Dynamite! Man, I had never seen so much. They had even put some on the floor right next to me. I was certainly nervous on that trip. Well, I was flying over the mountains when suddenly the engine stopped. Well, that time I landed without the plane. I got down all right, but I was hurt. I was lying out there for about 4 days before they found me. They told me later that they had almost given me up for dead. Anyway, they got me back to the hospital, and 3 months later I was flying again. No, I'm not afraid of flying, but there's a lot to worry about as a pilot.
1. What is the speaker? 2. What does the speaker mean by, I was flying a bomb, not a plane? 3. How did the speaker feel when flying a plane carrying a lot of dynamite? 4. What happened once when the speaker was flying over the mountains? 5. What does the speaker think of his job?
Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the passage again and pay special attention to the speaker's account of an accident he once experienced. Put the following sentences into the right order according to the recording. Write down the letters only.
Practice 3.
Working as a delivery boy. Words you need to know.
Panel truck. Panel truck. Previous. Previous. Normal. Normal.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the passage and decide whether the statements you hear from the recording are true, T, or false, F.
The summer I was 10, in the Depression year of 1935, I worked on a big panel truck delivering foods to as many as 100 stores a day. For 12 hours' work, I received a sandwich, a soft drink, and 50 cents. Since I had no previous work experience, I thought working this hard was normal. On days that I wasn't delivering food, I worked at the candy store. Once while sweeping, I found 15 cents under a table and gave it to the owner. He put his arm around me, admitting he had put the money there to see if he could trust me. I ended up working for him and his wife all through high school. I've never forgotten that honesty is what kept me in that job. I saved every penny from those two jobs and opened my first bank account. There were many other jobs over the years, waiter, parking lot attendant, house cleaner. With each job, I couldn't help remembering the lesson I learned that day in the candy store about trust. That's the key in working with others and building a business. And that's what made my own business successful.
1. I worked as a truck driver in the summer of 1935. 2. I hated having to work hard. 3. I worked at a candy shop when I wasn't delivering food. 4. Once I found 15 cents while I was cleaning the truck. 5. The owner of the candy shop had put the money there to see if I was honest. 6. I saved some money from the job with the candy shop.
Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the passage again and fill in the blanks with the information you get from the recording.
Practice 4. Working as a waiter. Words you need to know.
Immigrant. Immigrant. On the spot. On the spot. Wait on. Wait on. Dime. Dime. Quarter. Quarter.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the passage and complete the table with the information you get from the recording.
When I was 12, my family moved to Chicago. There I convinced a restaurant manager that I was 16, and he hired me as a waiter for 25 cents an hour. The restaurant was owned by two Greek immigrant brothers, Frank and George Rigas, who had started in America as dishwasher and hot dog seller. They were tough and set high standards, but they never asked their employees to do what they wouldn't do themselves. My boy Frank told me, "As long as you try, you can work for me. But when you don't try, you can't work for me." Trying included everything from working hard to treating customers politely. I remember once, when the restaurant was at its busiest, Frank noticed a waitress was not treating a customer politely. He fired the waitress on the spot and finished waiting on the table himself. He always knew exactly what was going on in the restaurant. The usual tip in those days was a dime, but if I brought out the food quickly and was especially polite, I could sometimes get a quarter. I remember trying to see how many customers I could wait on in one night. My record was 100.
Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the passage again and correct the 8 mistakes with the exact words you get from the recording.
Happy minute.
Listen to the passage and answer the following question briefly. What is the animal that is struggling in the waves?
I was a waiter at a restaurant on a beach in Southern California. One day, while still new at the job, I noticed two kids jumping up and down near the water's edge, pointing toward an animal that appeared to be struggling in the waves. I decided I couldn't watch a dog drown. Jumping through the window, I ran toward the beach. As I started to take off my coat, a man came by. "What are you doing?" he asked. "I'm going to save that dog," I said. Puzzled, he asked where I was from. The Midwest, I replied. Oh, I see, he said. They don't have sea lions there, do they? Lesson 2. Working Experiences. Practice 1. Different jobs. Words you need to know.
File cabinet. File cabinet. Surgeon. Surgeon. Construction. Construction. Orchestra. Orchestra. Instrument. Instrument. Fashion. Fashion.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the passage and decide whether the statements are true T or false F. A secretary types letters, answers the telephone, and meets people. She uses a word processor every day. She puts papers away in the file cabinet. She stands between her boss and his visitors. She helps her boss to plan his time and to finish his work. One kind of doctor is a surgeon. He works in a hospital. The surgeon operates on sick people. He repairs their bodies. After the operation, he orders medicine. The surgeon watches his patients until they are well. A construction worker puts buildings together. He measures wood and cuts it into pieces. He follows a building plan to make houses, apartments, and stores. Sometimes he repairs buildings too. A musician usually works with other musicians to make music. Musicians play together in an orchestra. They practice playing their instruments every day. They read new music and play it until it sounds good. Fashion models show us the newest styles of clothes. They put on new clothes and stand in front of cameras. Pictures of models appear in newspapers and in magazines. People see the pictures and want to buy the clothes. Fashion models collect pictures of themselves in a book.
1. A secretary puts papers away in the garbage. 2. She stands between her boss and his visitors. 3. The surgeon repairs human bodies. 4. He watches his patients until they are sick. 5. A construction worker puts departments together. 6. He follows a lesson plan to build houses and stores. 7. An orchestra is a group of musicians. 8. New music always sounds good. 9. Fashion models show us new styles of pictures. 10. Fashion models help sell new fashions. Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the tape again and write down the verb and verb phrases that are related to each of the corresponding careers.
Practice 2. Stethoscope or handcuffs. Words you need to know.
Shift. Shift. Emergency. Emergency. Strategy. Strategy. Surgical scrubs. Surgical scrubs. Flash. Flash. Identification badge. Identification badge. Tactics. Tactics. Stethoscope. Stethoscope. Handcuffs. Handcuffs. Pull over. Pull over.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the passage and decide which choice is the best answer to each of the questions you hear from the tape.
During a shift change at our hospital emergency room, a few of the doctors and nurses were talking about the times when, in their haste to get to the emergency room, they had been pulled over by police. Many of us had developed strategies to avoid getting tickets, such as wearing surgical scrubs and flashing our identification badges. The tactics didn't always work, however, as one doctor related. Late for his shift, he was speeding to the hospital when a police officer pulled alongside and motioned him to stop. To save time, the doctor held up his stethoscope for the officer to see. At this, the policeman raised a pair of handcuffs. The doctor immediately pulled over.
1. When were the doctors and nurses talking about their problems with the police? 2. Why did the police officer notice the doctor? 3. How did the doctor know that he had caught the officer's attention? 4. Which of the following items is not used here as a strategy to avoid getting tickets?
Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the passage and finish the following sentences.
Practice 3. A conversation about a job. Words you need to know.
Textile. Textile. Commission. Commission. Catch. Catch.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the dialogue and answer the following questions. Here's a conversation between a woman whose job it is to help people find jobs and a man looking for a job. Look, here's a job that might interest you.
What is it? Are you sure? The last job interview you sent me off to was a disaster.
Well, look, it says they want a sales manager, and it looks like it's a big international company. That'd be good. You might get to travel.
What kind of company is it, though?
Let's see. Yes, it's a textile company that seems to import from abroad. That's odd, isn't it? What else? They say the salary is really good. They operate a system of paying you a basic salary and then offering sales commission on top of that. They say it is high. And oh, look, they give you a car to travel round in. Gosh, that's not bad, is it?
Do they say anything about experience?
Let's see. No, they want someone young with ambition and enthusiasm. Oh, yes, they want graduates, so that's okay. You've been to university. Now, what else? Let's see.
There must be some catch.
No, the only thing is you have to travel. But then that's what the company car's for. Oh, and you have to be able to get on well with other people, because it says you have to be good on a team.
Perhaps I'll have a closer look at that one.
1. Why is the man not so sure about the job? 2. What company offers the job this time? 3. What kind of person does the company want to hire? 4. Does the man want to have a try? How do you know?
Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the dialogue again and fill in each blank with the information you get from the recording.
Practice 4. Animal training. Words you need to know.
Reinforcement. Reinforcement. Whale. Whale. Videotape. Videotape. Marine mammals. Marine mammals.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the passage and decide whether the following statements are true, T, or false, F.
Sea lions get bored easily, explains trainer Hurley, because they're smart. So she spends at least 20 minutes 3 times a day with each sea lion.
She plays games with them, teaches them new skills, and praises their efforts. For example, Hurley started by training each sea lion to chase after a ball and touch it with its nose. First, she waited for the sea lion to do it by chance. Then she praised the animal with positive reinforcement, such as food, petting, or a game. Eventually, the sea lions knew to chase after the ball to get a reward. The next step was to get the sea lions to swim beside life-size plastic whale models, Hurley says. She and her team placed the models over a boat, and the sea lions would follow them. We began training the animals to touch their noses to the whale's body, says Hurley, just like they did with the ball. Eventually, the sea lions learned to do it. Then they trained them to carry a videotape recorder on their bodies and videotape the plastic whale. Now they're almost ready to chase after the real thing, Hurley says. If successful, she may send them to videotape other marine mammals, such as the enormous blue whales. After doing all that work, you might wonder, do the animals get paid? Well, not in dollars and cents. But they do get loving caretakers, a good home, food and drink, and human companions who are willing to play plenty of games.
1. Hurley should spend 20 minutes 3 times a week with each sea lion. 2. Hurley trains the sea lion to touch a ball with its feet. 3. The sea lion got praised with food, petting, or a game. 4. Then the sea lions learn to swim beside life-size plastic whale models. 5. Hurley trains the sea lions to videotape other sea mammals.
Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the passage again and fill in each blank with the information you hear from the recording.